Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Old school security kicks in after the break-in. Too late. Simply Safe rewinds the story, stopping crime before it starts. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to detect intruders, alert live monitoring agents, and can deter intruders before they reach your door. It's proactive protection, plus a 60-day money-back guarantee and no contracts. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplysafe.com/podcast. That's simplysafe.com/podcast. There's no safe like Simply Safe.
With TikTok ads, our revenue went up $10 million year over year during back-to-school season. Penn Foster is online education. TikTok is great because the reach is incredible for finding a lot of different types of audiences on the platform. Creator content at scale allowed us to easily develop and distribute creator-led ads. Our return on ad spend for TikTok is 21% higher than the next best channel.
Start growing your business today. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/tiktokads.
Get connected with WFAN to talk about your favorite teams. The Fan on the Odyssey iHeart and TuneIn apps. It's KM to AM on WFAN.
Sports Radio 101.9 FM. The Fan. WFAN.
Yeah, let's get it, New York City. We got a lot to talk about tonight, man. Obviously, you just heard the legendary Steve Summers. And I'll probably start for these first couple minutes talking about the legend Steve Summers, because if he's out there, he can still hear me. And I want him to hear me. I want him to hear the compliments and the praise and the flowers thrown his way. And, you know, I was sitting in here for a little while. I've been here for over an hour. And I don't want it to end. And I know when he pops in, there are a lot of you that want to call and talk to him that never got the opportunity before. So I was kind of falling back. But, you know, we will get to all the things that popped up on your Twitter feed, Instagram feed, in the news, things that you might have heard earlier today on Boomer and Geo, BT and Sal, Evan and Tiki, 888-808-1019. Of course, I'm taking calls too. But, yeah, you know, I started listening to Steve's show tonight as I was wrestling my son and bathing him and trying to get him ready for bed. And, you know, if you just turned the radio on and got lost in the theater of the mind, you wouldn't know what year it was. You wouldn't know what time it was, what day it was. It's just, it's Steve Summers time, the schmooze. Me here, you there. It's just, it's iconic. He's one of one. His voice, his way of words, the way that he talks about things. I just admire the guy a ton, you know. It's crazy for me to think that 4 years ago today was his final schmooze. And when I think about my own life and my own career and my own journey here, how much I did not know. And like I just said to him on air, you know, I was somewhat afraid, but a good afraid, like, anxious, nervous, a good feeling, but also kind of like, hey, like, I don't know how this is going to go over. And, you know, I remember being in Puerto Rico with my wife and reading a lot of congratulations, a lot of people that did know me that were excited for me to get this opportunity, but then a lot of negativity as well, where people were like, this isn't going to work. Who is this guy? He's replacing a legend. And, you know, some people even felt like I was coming in to push Steve out, and that never was the case. And I've got love for that man, because when we first met, he could have been standoffish. He could have turned his back. He did not have to embrace me. And what I find in this industry and in a lot of industries is the old guard does not want to embrace the younger generation. You know what I'm saying? There's a lot of guys writing articles. There's a lot of guys covering sports on TV. They don't want to get out of the way. They don't want to get out of their seat for the next young, talented person to come in and kind of make their name and make their way and connect to the younger people, right? You know, Steve is 40 years my senior. He was on the airwaves here before I was born. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's crazy. It's wild to think about. But I feel extremely blessed and honored as I heard a lot of the calls. And I'm like, you know, I've inherited some of your callers. I know I've inherited a lot of your listeners. And I know people have called me to say, you know, when I first heard you, man, I wasn't a fan. Or when I first heard you, I didn't think it was going to work. And, you know, you've improved. You've gotten better. And I'll say that, you know, it's hard work. Obviously, it's just talking. It's sports. It's not as hard as, you know, some of your jobs are in New York City. I'm not trying to say that. But I'm saying, like, if you have pride in what you do, and obviously pride in this being WFAN New York Radio and wanting to live up to the standard, like, I have big shoes to fill. And I immediately came in and said, I can't fill that man's shoes. I'm not going to try to, but I'm going to walk in my size 12 Nikes, and hopefully I walk the walk and talk the talk every night, and that's enough. And what he did for all of these years and is still doing is embedded in so many of your thoughts and minds. And, you know, he just took a call from a kid that he inspired that's doing this. And, you know, I just was sitting out there reading a letter from a young man who I've inspired and wants, you know, to pick my brain. And I'm going to follow up with him and email him and set up a time for a Zoom call to give him some game and pay it forward. And Steve has done that for me. I have called his landline, which I love because, you know, he picks up the phone and you're talking to Steve Summers. You know, not like calling WFAN 877-33-766-66 or 888-808-1019. But, you know, I have his direct line. And like I said, when I first came in here, I made it my mission to not let his voice and, you know, his on-air persona die out. I wasn't coming in here to erase him or replace him. I made sure that he was on my show, and a lot of people said, hey, you know, I commend you for that. A lot of people wouldn't do that. And I'm like, I think there are some similarities between him and I. As he says, you know, humility and humanity. I think at night you can hear how we both care about all of you. Even people that don't like us, even people that'll call up and be against us or be negative or angry, or you know what I'm saying?
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Ark Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But Raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of Ark and rival Raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. Ark Raiders. Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget. at DSW stores or DSW.com.
And like, I think that's important. You know, so many of the things that Steve says, I have said, but in different vernacular, you know, different lingo. And with that being said, shout out to Steve Summers. Go get his book. I don't even read books. I'm definitely going to get the book and read the book, hopefully around the holiday time where I have some free time. He paved the way for all of us here at WFAN, this radio station, an icon that so many nights people in this city and beyond listen to this radio station, and he was ready to entertain even when he wasn't feeling his best, and we appreciate him for that. 888-808-1019. Let's get into the sports talk. Let's get into the Giants first, because this is WFAN, the home of the Giants, and I mean, the Giants have been in the forefront of the news in the NFL. The NFL is king. If you turn on any show, I'm watching Colin Cowherd, I'm watching NFL Live, I'm watching NFL Insiders, First Take, Get Up, whatever. And now, today was the day that Mike Kafka met the media. Not as the assistant head coach, not as the offensive coordinator, but as the interim head coach. And I want to hear tonight what you guys think about Mike Kafka. I felt like his tone changed a bit, as it should. I always viewed him as a reserved guy, a quiet guy, which I think is good as a former quarterback, even keeled, not too high up or too down, not too fiery, not too much emotion. But he's going to have to show some of that emotion as the head coach. He's going to have to be a leader of men. And I think this is an audition. And I think the leg up that he has is the continuity factor that so many of us talked about with Brian Daboll. Brian Daboll had to go. All week, you've heard every single person that talks about football, talks about the Giants, talk about the 92, 95, 99%, you know, winning probability that the Giants had in those games that they fumbled away. You got to fire that coach. It's fireable offenses. But now here comes Mike Kafka, who had interest from the Seattle Seahawks. I forget what other team inquired about him over the years. Now he gets the opportunity to sit in the big chair. And he's not going to have Jackson Dart this week. And honestly, what would the point be to rush Jackson Dart back in these 3 weeks? This is another gauntlet. You have the Packers, who, if you listen tonight, I think they can beat the Packers. And that's not a hot take. I'm not being crazy. I'm not trying to, like, if you've watched the Packers this year, they're fraudulent. Jordan Love is a fraud. Do you remember Tommy DeVito beating Jordan Love and the Packers at MetLife just a few years ago? You've seen this. I know that players, once a coach gets fired, they rally around themselves. And in that moment, they can respond. You just saw last week the Miami Dolphins fire their GM, Chris Greer, which, not for nothing, this week I was saying, hey, they should have fired Joe Shane. But they rallied around Mike McDaniel, and they went out and beat the Buffalo Bills, and they beat them pretty handedly in their building. Why can't the Giants get their act together, right? Rally around each other and say, hey, this is literally a new season now. 888-808-1019. And try and get a win in that building. They've got two wins in that building. Try to get another win in that building against a Packers team that I know their fans are going to show up, but will they show up? You know, they only scored 7 points in Lambeau. Will they show up? Will Jordan Love be on his P's and Q's? Brian Burns spoke today. I'm going to play some audio from him. We'll play some audio from Mike Kafka. And, of course, we're going to play the words of famous Jameis Winston. I am a Jameis fan. I grew up a Florida State football fan. The entire season with him and Jimbo Fisher, I watched. I forget what year it was when they won the national championship. At Florida State, if we're going to do it big, we're going to do it big then. This guy's getting an opportunity here. And there's many people that are like, yo, why was Russell Wilson even brought here when you signed Jameis first? I remember us talking about Jameis in the offseason last year as exactly who they should sign, trying to figure out that quarterback room. I guess Russ was extra insurance, some costly insurance. But Mike Kafka coming out and making Jameis Winston the starter is the right move. I think unanimously everybody said, can we see Jameis against the Packers if Dart can't clear concussion protocol? Yeah, we're going to see him. And he's a character and he's fun. And you know what? I really hope for him, because I remember hearing it last year, and I know we played it here on The Fan when he was with the Cleveland Browns. He just wanted God to deliver him from pick sixes, turnovers, interceptions. I just want to see the guy go out there and chuck it up. I want to see the guy go out there and not turn it over. I want to see the guy complete some passes, make some plays, and excite the Giants fans.
I'm just praying for the Lord to deliver me from pick sixes.
Well, stay prayed up. He talked about being in Bible study when he heard the news. That image in my head of him praying with Russell Wilson as Russell Wilson was coming into the game for Jackson Dart. Well, you know, the Lord works in mysterious ways. Jameis Winston's going to get a crack at this. And I do think that this week against the Packers, if on offense they have a different look that the Packers have not seen, obviously, you know, they have Jackson Dart film, they have Russell Wilson film, they do not have any Jameis Winston film. And then if Shane Bowen, who was spared and not fired because they need somebody to run the defense, if Paulson Adebo can go and these guys rally together and they stop Josh Jacobs and they stop Jordan Love, why can't the Giants get a win here after firing head coach Brian Daboll and let Mike Kafka start his audition off on the right foot? 888-808-1019. We will obviously also talk about the GM meetings. Scott Boras is at it again. It's that time of the year where the puns start. And, man, this guy, he's one of one as well. Scott Boras holds court at the GM meetings and starts selling his guys, Cody Bellinger, Pete Alonso, Alex Bregman, and they're all implicated here in New York. Even this Tatsuya Imai, Japanese pitcher, who's going to post sometime next week, is represented by Scott Boras. So we will get into the conversation around the GM meetings and the eternal GM of your New York Yankees, Brian Cashman, spoke over Zoom. He had a personal matter to attend to, so he was not out in Viva Las Vegas himself, but he did have some of his henchmen out there, and he did meet over Zoom, and he talked about a lot of things. Cody Bellinger, Trent Grisham, Ben Rice, Jazz Chisholm, analytics, being reliant on home runs. We will play the audio from Brian Cashman as well. And then through the night, we will do a lot of different things as far as reacting to what happened with our New York teams tonight. The New York Knicks, as I go to check the score, the New York Knicks had a rough one. Second half of a back-to-back, they lose 124-107 to the Magic. I had eyes off and on that. I will take a look at the box score and read some of the recap and see exactly what went wrong, but they were ambushed right away. That second quarter going into the second half, at halftime, it was looking kind of rough. And then we'll also take some calls later tonight on your New York Rangers, as the New York Rangers are able to figure some things out. They score 7 goals tonight, a crazy first period, and they defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning down there 7-3. Devils just got started against the Blackhawks in the Madhouse on Madison. So we've got plenty to do. We've got plenty to do, folks. We will talk about the Giants. We will talk about the GM meetings. The stove is on just a little bit, just on number one, just on low. Not the hot stove yet. We've got a bunch of different things percolating out there. Obviously, if you're a baseball fan, you know that Tarek Skubal has now won the American League Cy Young again. And Paul Skenes has won the National League Cy Young. And, hey, shout out to Randy Miller. Randy being Randy, he said, I'm turning the stove on myself. I'm going to write a whole article about Paul Skenes telling people he wants to be a Yankee. Keith McPherson on the Fan.
ARC Raiders. A multiplayer extraction adventure game where most of humanity shelters underground. But raiders rise to the surface in search of something greater. In the Rust Belt, danger isn't the end of the story. It's the beginning of the adventure. Every journey above ground is a gamble against the relentless machines of ARK and rival raiders chasing the same dream. Explore a lethal yet vibrant world scarred by old conflicts and reclaimed by nature, where shifting conditions make every high-stakes run unpredictable. ARK Raiders, Available now on PlayStation 5, Xbox Series X, S, and PC. Rated T for Teen.
Most security systems react after a break-in begins. That's too late. SimpliSafe is different. It's proactive. Active Guard Outdoor Protection uses AI-powered cameras to spot suspicious activity before criminals get inside. Live monitoring agents can see, speak to, and scare off intruders in real time, quickly calling police if needed. To get 60% off your new system, go to simplisafe.com/podcast. That's simplisafe.com/podcast for 60% off. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
So, got one for you, boss.
Oh, yeah?
What's black, white, and dented all over?
I give up.
The company truck. I know, but thanks to our agent, we've already submitted an insurance claim and can track the status right from the app. Auto owners pays what they owe without any hassle.
Lucky for you, that's simple human sense.
Ask your independent agent if auto owners make sense for you.
Having control over your healthcare is a relief, yet so many Americans struggle to find that freedom at a price they can afford. That's why Christians across the country are turning to Redeem HealthShare Ministry. Choose your doctors, your hospitals, your treatments, all while keeping costs low. At Redeem, faith meets real affordability and the freedom to care your way. It's healthcare that lifts your spirit. Join the community today at redeemhealthshare.org.